Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are brought to you by the law firm Kondori & Murad.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to Ted Wynn, who is with The Athletic and has grown up in the area where the Raiders used to play and covered them at one point in time. That's how I first got to know his content. Does a really good job writing about, talking about the NFL and studying the All-22, and he's with us now here on The Fan. Ted, good to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, buddy. Well. I wanted to start with the Raiders, actually, because they're the opponent for Washington this week. What have you made from them through two games? They had an impressive showing and a win against a New England team that people think will be better this year. Then they kind of laid an egg on national TV with Geno struggling. What are they, in your opinion?
Well, they're the reverse of what a lot of people thought they were going to be. A lot of people thought that this was a team that was going to be very good on offense and struggle defensively. But they actually, in the first two games, have been one of the best defenses in the league. They're fifth in defensive rushing success rate. They've held opponents scoreless in the second half, or are almost scoreless in the second half, I should say. I don't have the exact stat. But they've been very good defensively, and part of that is, you know, Pete Carroll kind of mixing his philosophy with Patrick Graham. And just the outside corners have been able to hold up, and they were a question mark coming into the season. Offensively, they have the skill players to be good, but their offensive line has just been atrocious, and it's tough to do anything when you can't block. And Brock Bowers was hurt against the Chargers, and he's the Raiders' number one receiver. And when they don't have that number one receiver, everything kind of just falls apart for them.
You kind of led into my question, Ted. How real is that defense? Through two games, fifth fewest points given up in the NFL. How much of that is kind of early people not knowing what to expect, and maybe the fact that they're versus the fact that maybe they're bona fide?
I think they are a good run defense because they're very aggressive coming up for the run. I think they're disciplined with their gaps and just playing good, sound, fundamental football. I think as far as the secondary, it's still sort of untested. The Chargers don't have great wide receivers besides Ladd McConkey, and even though Quentin Johnston did burn them for a play, it was more of a coverage breakdown. The Patriots didn't have great receivers as well. So I'm interested to see how they do when they do face off against some better receivers. You know, the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, but he's kind of started season a little rough. So I don't know if they're going to get that test this week as well. But I do think the run defense is real. The pass coverage is still questionable for me. And they need a secondary pass rusher besides Max Crosby to step up, because Crosby is just getting a ton of attention right now.
What do you think of Ashton Jeanty so far?
There was a whole debate before the draft of whether you take a running back or an offensive lineman, because it's hard for a running back to do anything when he doesn't get blocking. And we've seen that time and time again throughout the history of the league. The only back that could really elevate a bad offensive line is named Barry Sanders, and no one else has been able to do it. Saquon Barkley struggled with the Giants for years, and he goes to the Eagles, and all of a sudden he becomes offensive player of the year. And I think we're seeing a similar situation with Ashton Jeanty right now. When he has space, he's breaking tackles. He's breaking a lot of tackles, but the problem is he's getting hit in the backfield more than any other back in the league. So it's tough to maximize that sort of investment, 6th overall pick, when you don't have the line to open up some holes for him.
Ted Wynn with us here on Grant and Danny. Where are the Raiders? How far back are they in your mind in that division? And then how do you see that AFC West shaping out?
I think the AFC West is a little more wide open than we thought coming into the season. The Chiefs are 0-2. The Broncos have won games, but they've also looked pretty shaky. Like, their defense isn't as top-notch as we thought they were going to be. And the Chargers are 2-0, but I think they're a really good team, but they lack some top-end talent at the same time. So I don't know if the Raiders are at a spot to really challenge in AFC West yet, but it is interesting. I think that these teams are pretty evenly matched.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic, one of their senior writers on Grant and Danny. Thursday Night Football tonight, Dolphins 0-2, Bills 2-0. Goes without saying the expectation is this could be a lopsided game in Buffalo's favor. But let's say it goes really badly for Miami on the road. Could Mike McDaniel be fired after this game, or is that way too early?
It feels a little early, but at the same time, it feels like this has been something that's brewing for a while. Like, I think there's been whispers that Mike McDaniel's seat has been warm since last year. So owners don't like getting embarrassed on national television when you're the standalone game. So if you get blown out, 40-7 or something like that, I could definitely see them making it a move. I mean, there's just been, the whispers have been way too strong about this for way too long now. And the season hasn't started well for Miami. And if it gets, that exclamation mark on national television with everyone watching, I could see that move happening.
So I crown them my bad vibes team of the year kind of coming in. It just doesn't feel
terrible.
Right. Like Tyreek Hill quit on them last year, basically said he hated the whole thing. Then he's still there for some reason, but he's not quite the same player. They paid Tua. Like, where do you think this all went wrong? And let's say he does keep his job, regardless of what happens tonight. What would you do if you're running the show there to try to get this thing back on track? They were an 11-win team 2 years ago, then fell to 8-9, and now it looks like they could be worse than that this year.
Yeah, I think people have kind of figured out where they want to attack. They know how to stop that offense by kind of just stuffing the middle of the field and taking away those crossing routes and forcing Tua to make those outside throws, and he doesn't have the arm to quite make those throws at a consistent basis. And they just haven't ever became a tough team. Like, that's one thing that I thought they needed to work on even when they were scoring all those points, was they were so bad in short yardage because their offensive line was never a bruising team that could get you those yards inside, and everything was so, even though they have good running stats because of all the perimeter runs, they try to get outside of you with fly sweeps, toss, and all that, those things. And it's fun. It leads to some explosive plays, but then when you're in 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, you can't get those yardage. They struggle to protect Tua, and he's always having to play in a rush, even though he throws with pretty good anticipation. So it's just a rough situation offensively where it's just so up and down. Like, you could create explosive, at the same time you get sacked for 10 yards on the next play. So I just think they just never became a tough team and built a team that could have some consistent success instead of just being so up and down all the time.
The Athletic's Ted Wynn with us here on Grant and Danny. In Chicago, will the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams marriage work?
I think so far I like what I've seen, and that's tough saying that after they lost 30 points to the Detroit Lions, but when I went back and watched the film on Caleb Williams' week 2 performance, he looked really good in the pocket. Like, he was very disciplined. He stayed in the pocket, made really good throws from within the pocket. You can see his potential if he adheres to the coaching of Ben Johnson and becomes a quarterback that can operate that offense. And everybody kind of remembers he threw a really bad interception on second and 32, but he was actually, I watched the film, I counted. He only played outside of structure four times in that game. Every other snap, he was really trying to stay within the pocket and make his read. So that's a good sign that if he could continue to do that and continue to grow as that type of quarterback, then I'm a lot more optimistic about this marriage working. I just hope that he doesn't look at the Cowboys defense, which is probably the worst defense in the league right now, and say, oh, this is a bad defense. I could go back to just trying to do all this creative stuff rather than doing what I've been doing, which is trying to learn how to be a pocket quarterback.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic on Grant and Danny. Russell Wilson, in week one, didn't complete 50% of his passes, struggle on offense, time to bench him, everybody thought. Then he comes out, and I understand he made some mistakes in overtime, but he throws for 400-plus yards, three touchdowns, he lights it up, he buys himself some time. When do you think we'll end up seeing Jackson Dart?
I think, ideally, you want to keep Dart on the bench for as long as possible, and ideally, it would be towards maybe the last three, four games of the season, kind of like a Michael Penix situation where he comes in. Because Dart is behind when it comes to learning an NFL offense. It's just the offense he ran at Ole Miss is so different from what he's seeing in the league. And I know he performed well in the preseason, but it's a completely different game in the preseason. So I think he just needs as much time as possible to learn the offense, and also you have to evaluate your offensive line. Can your offensive line hold up? Because you don't want to put him in a situation where he's running for his life and building all these bad habits. So Andrew Thomas, the left tackle, who's one of the best in the league, hasn't played, so you want to see him come back and prove that he could get back to that elite level before his injury. So I think you really want to see this line get stabilized. You want to feel good about where Dart is from a mental perspective. And I think that is ideally later in the season, and is a good sign that Russell Wilson had this huge game. Not like you expect him to throw 400 yards every game, but if he can at least play at a baseline level and you could put him out there every week, that'd be a win for the Giants.
Ted, how for real are the Colts, and how much trouble is Houston in?
I think the Colts are – I'm buying into the Colts. I mean, the first game I was still – kind of iffy about them, but for them to play the Broncos, which is at least a very good defense, and put up those points and have success they've had. I think I've always thought Shane Steichen was a very, very good play caller, one of the top in the league. I obviously had a down year with Gardner Minshew and trying to navigate through the development of Anthony Richardson, but he's had a lot of success with a lot of different types of quarterbacks, and Daniel Jones is just the latest one. I think he's just making the game simple for him. I think he's doing a great job of putting together a package of plays that takes advantage of the strength of that team. And I think they have really good coaching on the other side of the ball, too. I think Lou Anarumo is a very good defensive coordinator. And this group with the Colts, they don't have elite talent, but they're still miles ahead of what he had with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I think I believe what the Colts are doing, they have talent throughout their team, maybe not blue chip talent, but they have very solid talent throughout their team and good coaching on both sides of the ball.
Ted, before we let you go, let's circle home to the Commanders here. They're making a decision as they go on Jaden Daniels. Didn't practice yesterday, didn't practice today. Status for tomorrow's session is in the air still. What do you think happens, and how would you handle this? How do you expect them to handle it with his knee sprain?
I would sit Jaden Daniels because, he just takes a lot of hits when he plays. That's just his play style since college. So I wouldn't want to risk an injury. And also the offense would be just so severely limited if he can't run those option plays. Not that he's a bad passer. I mean, he's an excellent passer. But it's just the option plays are such a huge part of his offense for them to just totally eliminate that because he can't run. I think would be pretty devastating to his offense. For those reasons, I would err on the side of caution and sit him for at least a week.
Ted, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Ted Wynn of The Athletic does a great job covering the National Football League. So, Danny, I've been telling you about this guillotine league that I'm in.
Yes.
Initially, I was kind of like, I'm not really getting it. I don't know if I love it. Now I think it's my new bit. I think it's the
You're
only,
all about it.
I think it's the only fantasy league I ever want to be in again is the guillotine league. You said you've never done this, right?
I never have. I've never had the huevos.
So here's the gist, okay? It's just like the fantasy league you guys are in, except that every single week, the lowest point team in the league gets completely eliminated. So in a 14-team or a 12-team league, there's head-to-head matchups in theory, and you can collect a record over the season. Best I could tell, it's completely irrelevant what your record is.
Mm-hmm.
But the point total is what matters. So if you're the lowest point team that week, you get eliminated, your season ends.
And that's it.
Week one, week two, whatever. Your money's just in the pot now to be won at the end of this thing. But your team is now dispersed into the waiver wire. So we all have $1,000 to spend all season long on whatever players we want to spend on. So like for me, I get $1,000. I didn't spend any money in week one. Week two, the guy that lost had Derrick Henry. I bid $525. It's a blind bid. I have no idea what other people are bidding. I went huge to try to get Derrick Henry, and I got him. It was a top five fantasy pick.
You did get him.
I got Derrick Henry. I feel like I overpaid. I paid over half of my annual budget.
I think you have to if you want Derrick Henry.
Probably so. And I have a running back dilemma. I've got Aaron Jones, who doesn't get carries and is on IR.
You don't have a dilemma anymore. You got Derrick Henry.
I've got less of a dilemma. But I'm kind of loving the strategy of the $1,000 to spend. And just, you know, I probably would love it less if I got eliminated in week
one. Yeah, see, what I can't do is be eliminated and have 13, 14 fantasy weeks just left to do nothing. The draft is the best. I love that so much. I love auction-style drafts. I love all of it. Drafting is so much fun. I need the tweaking. I need to be competitive deep into the year.
Someone just told me
I can't just be done.
They spent $900 for Bijan Robinson. Or I guess he's back to Bijan now. Can I call him Bijan again? I think I can.
Man.
Yeah, he's back to Bijan. So someone spent $900 of their $1,000 for Bijan this week, which seems crazy, but you just got the best running back in the
league. Now you have him. Yeah, you got RB1 probably.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's check in on the rest of the division. Go around the NFC East outside of Washington. Plus, the latest on Jaden Daniels next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G&D on the Fan, I want to play the clip from Cliff Kingsbury later in the show on Jacory Kroski Merritt. Have a little conversation about Bill and the running back room, because JCM's about to get more of a workload. Just how much is the question. And I don't think people are going to get what they want. My guess is you'll see a lot of them on first and second down for sure. But there is this pulse within the fan base that Kroski Merritt's about to become a three down, like, featured focal point, exclusive back, owning the backfield. He replaces Eckler, and he gets a bigger role on first and second down. I don't think that's what's coming. I think you're going to see a bunch of Jeremy McNichols and some Chris Rodriguez moving forward, but we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. The latest on Jaden Daniels, he did not practice today. They're going to see what he can do tomorrow before they update his status. Are you with me? And he ends up being limited and they list him as questionable and keep the charade. I shouldn't even call it that, but the guessing game going.
Yeah, I mean, we did the charade once already with Terry McLaurin's ankle. The mythical injury, and the Candy, it's a great question. We're in return to play, said Dan Quinn 77,000 times. So, yeah, I think they'll do a charade. They love it. And it sounds like I'm being critical. I'm not. We're all learning with this regime in real time about how they handle things. Every new instance, the McLaurin deal was the first time they negotiated a big contract with one of their own players. How they've handled Jaden Daniels' injuries in the past. We got data last year where they would never once admit that anything was amiss despite clear and obvious evidence to the contrary. He's going to the sideline to get wrapped up between possessions, not because everything's hunky-dory, but because there was something amiss. They're going to continue down this road and sort of do this song and dance because they see value in it. God bless them.
I just feel like he practiced so little, if at all, last year with the broken rib. And that was not a factor in their decision to play him. And yet Dan Quinn said he needs to practice this time around if he's going to play. So I want someone to ask, and maybe it's we got to get out there at some point, but I'd be curious to know, is that a philosophical thing or is that because it's a knee? Like, do you need to see him practice to play because it's week three and they haven't been on the same page yet and because he missed so much practice time in the summer and because you're still trying to get everyone up to speed? Is it because it's just important to practice as a quarterback before you play to have the timing down? Or is it because you need to, Jay Gruden commentary here, you need to see him sprint and cut and jump and run because the knee is different than the rib?
Yeah, I think it's the knee.
I just keep coming back to the fact he said this week he's got to practice, but a year ago that was not the case at all with a broken rib. And you would think, while being compromised, there were still things that you wouldn't have known. How's he going to hold up? Like, if he can't let it rip, you know, he had to throw a Hail Mary at the end of that game. What if he couldn't get the ball there?
Because, right.
You know, he tries to throw that deep shot 60 yards downfield, but the rib doesn't allow
it. It doesn't have the torque that's needed. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is a knee thing. And I love that there's a distinguishing thing there. We talked about this a bit yesterday. I don't have a better way to describe it other than this. One, and lots of injuries, are pain tolerance questions. So you're not going to make a guy go through a bunch of pain in the regular season during a practice week just to, you know, satisfy some timing when he's been doing this for 6-7 months and has worked with all the receivers and the like. You go, what's best to work him up to get ready for the weekend's game? This is a... are you physically capable of it? And that, to me, is where the proof is in the pudding in terms of a physical test of some kind. I need to see him do it before I'm going, yep, I trust you, buddy. Go on out there. Because, again, it's not a toughness question. We answered those and then some last year Doing anything with a broken rib, eating a bowl of cereal with a broken rib is miserable. And he played football with it, having T.J. Watt crack him from the backside.
You ever try to breathe with a broken rib?
Yeah. In fact, yes, by the way. And it was hard. I had to go to the hospital because of it. So, yeah, I understand. It sucks. So the point of the dude's story is, I think there's an acknowledgement that this is different than a pain threshold thing, right? This is a, are you physically capable of it more so than can you deal with it so we can pop a couple Advil?
So this was Quinn yesterday when saying, and I was surprised by this answer based on last year, that he will have to practice to play.
Do you need to see him back on the field with the rest of the team before you feel okay?
Yeah, I would. It's important, timing, reps, the movements. But it was a good first step to it, Nikki. But yeah, we'd have to get some reps for sure.
Some reps. So I guess he didn't say he's going to have to practice in full. He didn't say he's going to have to go through 11-on-11 work. Not that you're getting a ton of that. That matters a whole lot in the middle of the week in the regular season. It's not training camp. But he's got to practice. Now, this was Jay Gruden on what he would have to see to play Jaden Daniels if he was the head coach of the team.
I guess you got to see him run. You know what I mean? You got to see him burst off that leg, and I got to make sure that's 100%. I don't want to risk further damage. The trainer says he can go, and there's no risk of further damage. Obviously, there's always a risk, but you know what I'm saying? If he tackled, and then I'd let him play, but I'm not letting him play until he's back to 100%. I can see him running that 4.3 40 that he can run.
There's a chance he goes. They're certainly leaving open the possibility. I do think if he gets a say, the chance of him playing goes up. But the way I understand it, and this is kind of like I would call it speculation, but informed speculation.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a meeting of some type with him weekend into early week where they basically got on the same page with him over the weekend and kind of laid out a plan. Now, I don't know what the details of that plan were. My assessment, my guess is that it was unlikely that he would play on Sunday, that he would miss this game, barring something unforeseen in terms of a really, really quick recovery where he just woke up and felt a lot better or whatever. And here's how we're going to get you back ASAP. We're going to help you do what you want to do, which is play as soon as possible, but play ball with us here a little bit. And I think for the most part, he signs off on that plan. That's kind of what I'm gathering. But if he keeps advancing and hitting all his markers, as Dan Quinn likes to say, and at every step of the way, he's chomping at the bit and, you know, Adam Banks style, he walks into Gordon Bombay, I'm going to lose you for a second, and he holds the stick out with his wrist and starts twisting it all around and says, I want to play hockey. Does Dan Quinn say, knowing he gives you a better chance to win that game against the Hawks that day, you're not going to go out there and skate with us?
Yeah, that's the temptation, right? That's where it comes from. So the player, and this is a given to a degree. It's not always a given with certain guys are doing everything you possibly can to get back on the field. But it is with him, with this one. I have no doubt about that, that Jaden Daniels would like to play football as soon as possible, please and thank you. So that's where the rubber will meet the road, is if a couple of these quote-unquote milestones are met, then you get the places where you can defer blame if it doesn't go well. So you think back to Griffin. Oh, he was cleared. It was cleared. What did he want me to do? He was cleared. The player wanted to play. He was cleared. Like, that's not the threshold for me, right? Like, I need the coach to offer an assessment beyond, well, the trainer looked at his knee or the doctor said he's not at risk of any further structural damage if he gets tackled in that way. But we all know that there's a difference and there's a chasm between that and are you ready to be yourself? But that'll be the temptation, is if he runs around and looks pretty good on Saturday morning or whatever.
Let's take a look at your NFC East standings and go around the division. So Washington at 1-1 is tied for second with Dallas, one game back of Philadelphia. Eagles are 2-0. Cowboys 1-1, as I mentioned. And then you've got the Giants, the lone winless team at 0-2 to start the year. We'll start with Philly. Back-to-back wins. They survived the Cowboys 24-20 and then narrowly edged out Kansas City 20-17. They're doing the thing they do. They are the Chiefs of 2-3 years ago and last year, where it's never pretty. There's never style points. There is zero sex appeal here with how they play football. They don't even get the ball to their playmakers anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're winning games where Jalen Hurts throws for 100 yards. And you're going to do one of these things where you go, is Jalen Hurts good? Are the Eagles good? Is A.J. Brown still, you know, at the peak of his powers? And all these questions will be asked for weeks at a time. But you're going to look up and they're going to keep winning and winning and winning. They're so good in the trenches. Great offensive line, great defensive line. Bottom line is this team is good. This coaching staff led by Nick Sirianni is very good, and they're going to win their 13 or so games when this thing's all set and done. I mean, you just played back-to-back competitive frisky teams, and at Arrowhead is about as signature victory as you're going to find at this level. That's SEC win yep. at LSU or whatever when they're good. That's as good as it gets. That's a keeper. You can frame that one. They are 2-0. They are playing the Rams, hosting L.A. Good news for them. 1 o'clock game in Philly, which means 10 o'clock Rams local time. Advantage there this weekend. Both of those teams are 2-0.
Their schedule is difficult, and they've emerged through a couple of weeks. You know, testing the first week, that's always such a weird variable. And how teams do in week one, given, you know, the different preparations and how much teams are playing in preseason. But the Chiefs on the road, is not when they're already 0-1, is not an easy place to go play, and they did. They won that game. They got the Rams this week, who gave them the toughest time in the postseason last year.
If not for the weather, the Rams would have eliminated them last year.
I think so, with some of those turnovers and fumbles and things that happened. At Tampa Bay, and Tampa has given them fits in the past. They blasted them, I think, a couple years ago in the postseason. But that's what I wanted to get to. Philadelphia, 3 years ago, so 2022, lost in the Super Bowl. They started the following year 10-1, but everyone's kind of going, come on, they're getting away with it. They're finding ways to win, and they're lucky. And then they had that you know, crash down to earth at the end of the season. Then they won the Super Bowl. This year reminds me of that 2 years ago team that was winning despite some of the factors against them and then came crashing down. They're 29th in the NFL in yards. It's not as if they're just ripping off gain after gain and haven't scored a ton yet. The offense hasn't clicked to this point, and yet they're 2-0.
Cowboys at 1-1. So they beat Philly. They lose to Philly, rather, in a game it looked like they could have won, and then they beat the Giants. For Dallas, the 24-20 loss to the Eagles, I come out of that L going, this team might be okay.
They're okay.
Then they beat the Giants, and I come out of that game going, this team's got major flaws. It's kind of funny in that way. They gave up 37 to a Giants offense that looked gross a week earlier here in Washington. They have now allowed an average of around 30 points through 2 weeks. I think their defense will be a big problem. They can't rush the quarterback. They could really use an edge rusher who can get home and be a catalyst for them. It's hard to find those guys, though. As you know.
Yeah, if you have one, you can't let them walk out the door.
You would never do that.
Right.
But offensively, they can score. They've averaged 30 points. They scored 40 against the Giants. Dak Prescott's coming off of a prolific game through the air where he threw for 360 and a couple touchdowns. And you know who's sneaky been good for them is Javonte Williams. He ran for two touchdowns in week one and then 97 yards and a touchdown in week two. I did not think he would look this spry.
This feels like one of those reverse order of operations where the pass is setting up the run. Because you got a couple of scary guys on the outside and CeeDee Lamb and Pickens, and now you're able to run against some favorable boxes and good looks. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think offense is going to be the issue for them. I mean, you go up against a great defense, maybe they'll turn you over, something like that. But to me, this is going to be the story of their year. They're not going to be that much fun to play because they can move the football, they can score. I think defensively they're going to be reprehensibly bad, and that's going to hold them back from, you know, really good status. But, again, I think they'll beat the Bears this weekend. They've got the Jets, the Panthers, and a couple other very beatable teams. They're going to be kind of hanging around, I think.
I'm not as convinced they beat the Bears. I think that's going to be a really tight game this weekend. Soldier Field in Chicago, 4:25 kick, national TV. That is your A-broadcast for Fox, so Tom Brady will be getting all the good info that he needs right before the Bears play the Raiders.
Isn't that weird?
Cowboys, Bears, Sunday in the 4 o'clock window. And then finally, the Giants, who are 0-2, bad news for them, they host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
Who are 0-2 in their own right.
I mean, the only thing worse than having to play the Chiefs when you're 0-2 is them being 0-2 as well, desperate for a win. They're not likely to get off the schneid in New York because you would think the Chiefs are going to win their first game of the season. But things are looking up. After scoring 6 in week 1, they dropped 37 on the Cowboys in force overtime. And I don't think Russell Wilson, prior to OT, could have played better. 450 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not sure it's the best thing for them long term, but probably pushes Jackson Dart's ETA back a couple weeks.
Chiefs, Chargers in back-to-back weeks at home. So good luck getting off the schneid there. Maybe not till they go to New Orleans in week number 5 where you find their first win on the schedule. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they were competitive at all, I think, was a big step forward for them. And it just kind of tells you where the program is, right? I mean, the fact that they lost that game in overtime in Dallas, everyone's going, oh, wow, that wasn't an embarrassment. Just kind of tells you sort of the level and the eye line for it.
Scanning the NFC East for you on Grant and Danny on the Fan. By the way, Drew just tweeted me. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Drew says Adam Banks actually injured his wrist in the first matchup with Team Iceland in the Goodwill Games. I don't think that's true, Drew. Dare I challenge my guy on the Mighty Ducks? But I believe that the whole point was he was playing against his old team, the Hawks, and he was celebrating a goal, and someone came over and whacked him on the wrist. Unless you're telling me that was Gunnar Stahl's boys that did that. And if that is, in fact, the case, then I'll stand corrected. But maybe a Mighty Ducks fan out there can give me the good details on that. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Our double play is next. We're blitzing in 20 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Each and every day on Grant and Danny, right here at 3:45, we give you a double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
I think I can entice my guy, Grant Harrison Paulson, on this one. Okay. We got a little bit of a whodunit. But it's a documentary on the old Netflixes. I have not finished it yet, so I don't know the conclusion. I don't want to hear about it from anybody. I cannot wait to go back and finish watching it. Have you seen it pop up in your queue or your algorithm? The Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. So, come on, buddies.
Watched it.
You've already seen it?
I actually, you may not have been paying attention. I told you you should watch it about 2 weeks ago.
Wait, you did this one?
No, I didn't do it on a double play. I came in here and was trying to tell you how crazy it was.
Oh, because
might have been a busy day for the Rouillets.
They all are. Yeah. So I knew several of my friends have said the exact same thing, and it was like, okay, I think I need to watch this thing finally, and I finally had a chance to do it.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
And it's insane. So for folks that don't know, you're introduced right away to this teenage girl who I think at the time was a freshman in high school. She, you know, had a quote-unquote boyfriend, like, you know, middle school boyfriend. They kept dating in high school, et cetera. Gets text messages from an anonymous phone number. And it starts off bad, but not like life-changing bad. And then it gets life-changing bad. And it gets worse and worse and worse, and it continues. Investigations throughout the school, police are involved. It escalates in terms of severity. And it is shocking and ridiculous that this person had to deal with any of this stuff, right? So again, I haven't finished it yet. I don't have the conclusion, but really, really well done. Very, I don't want to say it, but it's edited very well in the sense that it gives you a narrative story cut with everybody's statements done very quickly. So it's a thing that could end up being, boring isn't the right word, but it could be kind of painstaking. And then they texted this, and then they texted that.
What part are you at?
Like an hour in.
Okay, you have no idea who it is?
No, I have no clue. The couple of people have been, quote, implicated at this point, but we know...
What's your guess as of right now?
I don't know the characters' names well enough to be able to say, but yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what can I say? Let's not talk about it anymore now.
But my point is, it's very good. I would recommend watching it. And especially if you have people that are... Kids that are almost teenagers or are teenagers. Like, this is the kind of thing that scares the hell out of me.
Yes, and I will say to that it is very good and it is worth watching, and Danny doesn't even know why yet. Okay. So like the documentary itself is like, oh, that's a pretty good documentary. It's well done. The whole point of the documentary is the part that Danny hasn't gotten to yet. That's the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is tell me when you're done with it, and then we'll do 4.5 hours on how crazy the whole thing was.
I'm in.
It's time for my double play. I like when people are helpful. That's what I like.
Okay.
When you just need some help and someone's like, oh yeah, I could do that. I went into a FedEx today to try to print some papers off. And I walk up and I'm like in line or whatever. And I'm like, I just need to print a few things. Do I go to the computer? Do I pay? What do I do? This guy's like, oh, go over there and just, scan your card and you'll pay by the minute. Okay, no problem. So I try to do that as I'm doing it. Like, my phone dies. I can't get onto Gmail without my second verification or whatever. So I'm like, do you have a phone charger? Like, no, I don't have a phone charger. Lady behind the counter just comes over, overhears all this. She could have just gone about her day, not listened, not cared. She's like, hey, I can help you. Okay, how are you going to do that? She's like, why don't you just, like, log in right here and just, you know, send it to the printer in the back here, the employee version. Like, great, no problem.
Wow, okay.
When people are just helpful, what's better than that? Like, when you call and get a human being and they help you sort through this issue, they call you and they're like, or they answer the phone and they're like, yeah, I could do that. Hold on. And they're like, oh, what if I put you on this flight here? You know, whatever it is.
Yeah, because I'm just not calling because everything's okay.
Someone who's willing to help. I feel like most of the time, it's not even their fault, but they're looking at the clock going, all right, I got 14 more minutes. You're the 19th person I've dealt with today who's annoying, who's annoyed at me, who's annoyed with the whole process. But when you've, it's almost like this first day syndrome where it feels like it's their first day. They're happy to be there. They're so excited to help someone. And you just know that you're the 1,000th person. So this is what they're like all the time. What a skill that is. What a beautiful thing. But people who are just willing to help, it is the best.
It is a wonderful feeling, especially now when we're all siloed and isolated, you know, doing everything on your own social media, your own phones, your own news, your own curated, whatever. You're right.
And by the way, I can extrapolate this out. Like, in service industry stuff, like waiters, waitresses, when you have that person that's so above and beyond that it's just refreshing, that you can see there's like this either infectious or positive energy, or either they're acting really well or they're actually just happy to be doing it, or for whatever reason, it's just a more pleasant experience than the normal walk over, get order, come over. Like, where was I yesterday? Oh, I can't tell you the place.
Okay.
But I was at a place.
Okay, you were at a place.
I swear, it felt like this guy hated my guts. Like, he listens to the show and despises me the way that he's treated me at this place, serving me at the table very recently. I don't think that was the case, because I watched his interactions with other people, and they were very similar. It was like, hey, can I get this?
Maybe he hated that guy's show, too.
Eye roll, sigh, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that you have to be here. I didn't make you come here. Mm. You chose to come here. I just came in here to pay money to you. I'm the guy that just wants to give you money. That's the guy I am. I don't know what guy you are. But, like, you've got enough of those people?
Yeah.
I don't even want to harp on those people. I want to celebrate the opposite. The happy-to-be-here guy.
So, two things. One, if you find somebody, like, for example, like, as a server at a restaurant, you find someone that's, like, endearing and sweet and kind and thoughtful and goes the extra mile, do you think you should laugh in her face tableside like Ryan did?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is she gorgeous?
Yes.
She is.
Yes.
Does she want you to come to the beach with her?
Yes.
And help her put suntan lotion on?
Yes.
Then no.
No, you shouldn't laugh in her face.
You shouldn't
humiliate her. Let me write
that down.
Let me type that up. Don't laugh in her face. Second part is...
You forgot. Humiliate her.
Humiliate.
Make her feel the height...
Yes.
...of a praying mantis.
Yes. Yeah. Knee high to a grasshopper, as the old folks used to say. Right. The other part is, you're right, it is so refreshing. Like, I'm not a professional FedEx goer. Like, I'm not a professional customer service I need help person. And they are.
The guys behind the counter that are efficient, I get this at, like, my Amazon Prime store drop-off thing. I don't know if your wife orders things and gets a lot of packages to the house.
What? Us? Yes.
Yeah, we get so many packages, so many boxes, so many things. And I would say, like, I don't know, once a week, my wife's like, drop this off. It's got to be sent back. I don't know why, what we're doing, it's coming and going, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you take it up and they're like scanning it and taping it and doing this and doing that. And they do this all day long. It's what they do. But it's like watching Peyton Manning with a minute 53 to go and no timeout.
He's just Omaha-ing it everywhere.
It's just, with the tape. It's just like, it's so beautiful. It's a hit and run, perfectly executed, you know? But these people are out there just living without their capes on. They're just these heroes among us.
And when you run into one, it's so splendid.
It's rare, but they're there. They want to help. The Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny. And then I want to get into how the Commanders will divvy up carries without Austin Ekeler. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.